on 1116 SEN, the Nob Ozgig Show with Tony Shebeki. For select footy stars, official AFL collector cards for kids and the serious collector.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the NAB AFL Ozkick Show here on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy, with thanks to our great friends out there at Select Footy Cards. Our Ozkick Show is proudly brought to you every week by Select Footy Cards, the official AFL collector card for kids and the serious collector. Kids, this is your show. For the next 20 or so minutes, we want to hear from you. We want to hear all about you, your Ozkick experience, your junior footy experience, your AFL team. If you want to talk about them, let us know. 9429 1116 is the number. We'd love to have a chat to you about footy. That's what it's all about here. So give us a call and have a chat. Plenty to come on the Ozkick Show. Don't forget, on the grid after 8:30, and then after 9 o'clock, the ultimate wrap. And of course, we'll be talking about so many things happening in the ultimate wrap, including Sally Pearson. For all those kids out there, fantastic hurdler she is, Olympic gold medalist, and now looking at making her way back in. She wins the World Championship, so well done to her. And Usain Bolt breaking down with a torn hamstring. Interesting stuff. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. So all you've got to do is give us a call, 9429 1116. We'd love to have a chat to you about anything in the world of football. What an interesting day of football it was yesterday. Geelong just too strong for the Tigers, and West Coast and Carlton, that was a pretty good game, that one. West Coast getting up in the end and getting the victory there. Well done by them. Also, we should mention too, Sydney, just big winners over Fremantle, weren't they, yesterday afternoon. Brisbane Lions defeating the Gold Coast by nearly 60 points, 58 points there. Adelaide too strong for Essendon. And of course, we go back to Friday night when the Greater Western Sydney Giants defeated the Western Bulldogs by 48 points, I think it was. Yeah, 48 points. So the ladder now, kids, is like this. Adelaide on 62 points. The Giants on 56, they're second. Geelong third on 54. And Richmond in fourth place on 52 points. That's your top four, Adelaide, Giants, Geelong and Richmond. Then in the eight, Sydney on 48 points. Port Adelaide, who played a day and could go to 48 points as well. They're currently on 44. West Coast on 44. The Western Bulldogs on 44. And Melbourne, who also played today, just inside the eight at the moment. They're on 40 points. Then just outside the eight, Essendon on 40. St Kilda on 40. And then forget the rest. They can't make the finals. But we can still, well, if St Kilda beat Melbourne today, they go to 44 points and they will go inside the eight. So anything can still happen here in this very, very crazy world of football at the moment. Who can win? Who can't win? It's just, you know, it's a really tough year for footy tipping. Very, very tough year, kids. If you're in a footy tipping competition, I'd love to know how you're going. 9429 1116. Angus from Dandenong North joins us. Hello, Angus.
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
Fantastic, Angus. What would you like to talk about, mate?
My under-11 footy team.
Talk to us. Tell us all about it.
We have our last home and away game today.
Now, you've got to win this game, don't you, Angus, to make the finals?
Yeah, if we win, we're in the finals, and if we lose, we can still be in the finals depending on how other teams go.
Well, you don't want to rely on other teams, Angus.
Yeah.
You've got to do the job yourself.
Yeah, last time we versus this team, we beat them 96-0.
Wow.
So, yeah, but
I'd say you're a fair chance, mate.
Yeah, but I'm not going to get too cocky or else they might come on top.
You beat them 96-0, Angus.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to improve that much in 6 weeks or 7 weeks.
Who knows?
I think you're a fair chance to make the finals, my friend. But you never know. Yeah. You're right. Good. I'm liking your attitude. Just take it 1 week at a time.
Yeah.
You might have six blokes that go out there and do hamstrings or something. They might all be Usain Bolts.
Yeah.
Did you see that this morning, Angus?
Yeah. He did his hammy.
He did his hammy. Isn't that sad? His very, very last race. And he does his hammy. Who do you follow in the footy, Angus?
Richmond.
Yeah, the Mighty Tigers weren't too mighty. Oh, gee whiz. We've gone early with this one. You know what that means, Angus?
Yeah.
What?
I just won a whole box of footy cards.
Who said that? Is that what it means?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, I better check with the production team. Is that what it means, boys? Yeah, yeah, they're all not there. Oh, you're right then. Yes, yay! Of course it does. A whole box of footy cards. It's 36 packs of footy cards for you, Angus.
Thank you so much.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do you a real favour. I'm going to open up that box right now and open up the packs and see what cards you've got. Is that all right?
Okay.
I take that as no. That's a very, very nervous laugh. That's the best part of having footy cards, isn't it, opening the packs?
Yeah.
Of course it is. So we're talking about the Tigers. Well done. Congratulations. You've won the box of footy cards. Well done. What did you think of Richmond yesterday? Did you watch the game?
Yeah. Wasn't very happy.
What went wrong? What do you reckon went wrong?
I think we were just being a bit sloppy with the ball, like dropping it and not very effective disposals.
Yeah. You know what Richmond have to remember, Angus?
What?
Richmond need to remember they're not the Harlem Globetrotters. We're not a fancy type team. We got to just get in there and do the hard work. Run hard and tackle hard and do all that sort of stuff. And if Richmond does that, then they'll win a lot of games, and they have been.
Yeah.
But when they start getting fancy with the ball and they do little handballs and little kicks and all this sort of stuff, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, that's my thought on it anyway. I don't think it's bad, but it's not shocking, is it?
Yeah, we're still doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're still all right. We're still in the top four.
Oh, yeah.
And we come up against Fremantle next week.
Yeah, and then Saints, and which then the I'm Saints. A bit scared of.
Well, that is a scary one, the last one against the Saints. You're right, Angus, because it's going to be Nick Revolt's last game.
Yeah.
So you reckon the Saints, and also they might need to win that game to make the top eight.
Yeah, and we're versing Frio, who just beat us last time, but I reckon we'll come out on top this time.
We always play pretty well over there in Perth against Frio. I think we've won the last couple against them.
Yeah.
So I think that might be all right. Angus, congratulations. Thank you for the chat, my friend.
Thank you.
Look forward to talking to you again soon, mate. Hang on the line. We'll grab your details. Mum and Dad will need to come in and grab that box of footy cards, and we'll talk again soon.
Bye.
See you, mate.
You.
Thank you, Angus, there out at North Dandenong. Needs to win today. Last home and away match to make the finals. Good luck to him and his teammates. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls. 9429-1116. 9429-1116. Kids, jump on the line. Let's have a chat about footy. It's your show. Plenty to give away. Footy albums. We've got passes to the Extreme Air Trampoline Park in Keysborough. We've got milestonebanner.com.au passes. All that. But you've got to give us a call to win one. 9429-1116 here on the NAB AFL Auskick Show.
Yeah. On 1116 SEN, the NAB Auskick Show with Tony Shebeki. For select footy stars, official AFL collector cards for kids and a serious collector.
18 minutes past 8 here on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy. We're talking to the kids here. It is the NAB AFL Auskick Show. Thanks for joining us. Heather out at Dandenong North joins us as well. Good day, Heather.
Good day.
Good day. How are you, darling?
Good.
Good. What's happening?
Well, I'm just in bed and my dog's licking me a lot.
Oh, no. Do you let the dog sleep with you?
No, because I'm just in my sister's bed.
Oh, okay.
Because my bed's a bunk bed.
Is the dog, like, licking your face and everything?
Yep.
Oh, what?
But he's really cute.
Is he eating your toast?
No.
No, he's not eating your breakfast?
He's just eating potatoes.
What is his name?
Austin.
Austin. And what sort of dog is he?
Frenchie crossed with pug.
A Frenchie crossed with pug?
Yep.
So he's a French poodle? Is that what a Frenchie is?
Yeah.
A poodle? No?
French bulldog.
Ah.
Cross with a pug.
Cross with a pug. So he's got like a really weird face.
Yeah.
Like it's like he's run into the back of a truck or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. What team does he barrack for?
Richmond.
Of course he does.
Because he's got tiger stripes, so we make him go for Richmond.
He's got tiger stripes?
Yeah.
Fantastic. He could be the new mascot of the Tigers.
He's the mascot of Waverley Park Hawks.
Is he?
Yeah.
You take him to the footy?
Yeah, every day.
Wow, wee, how cool is that? What did you think of the Tigers yesterday, Heather?
They did okay, but they still, Geelong still did beat them.
Yeah.
But they still did pretty good.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I'm not really badly worried. Would have been nice to win, though.
They're probably still going to, win the grand final.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be in the finals, so that's good.
Yeah.
We need to finish in the top four, though, I think. So we need to win one of our last two games. We need to either beat Fremantle or St Kilda. And I think we're okay. I think we're okay. All right, Heather, how's school going?
Good.
Yeah, what grade are you in?
Three.
Grade three. Whew, gets tough from here. Do you get homework?
No.
You don't? Oh, that'll change soon. That'll change. Hey, Heather, thanks for calling. Always great to talk to you. We've got a footy album coming your way. And also a double pass to the Extreme Air Trampoline Park in Keysborough. You can take your little French pug and put him on the trampoline. I reckon he'd like that.
I hope.
Oh, I reckon. Well, if he can't go, you can take your sister.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling, Heather.
Bye.
Talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Give the dog a big cuddle for us.
Okay.
All right, see ya. Heather out there at Dandenong North in bed with the dog licking her face. That's what it's all about, isn't it? What a great way to wake up on a Sunday morning. Let's head out to Benalla. Whew. Travelling here in on the NAB AFL Auskick Show. And Ryder joins us. Good morning, Ryder. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Fantastic, mate. You playing footy?
Yep.
Who are you playing for?
I play for Essendon.
Essendon. As in Essendon, the AFL team, or just like their junior team?
Nines and tens.
Oh, nines and tens, all right. Because I knew Essendon had some young players, but I didn't think they had anyone as young as you. Mm. Ryder, who would you like to play for when you grow up?
Essendon.
You'd like to play for the Bombers. Very cool. Were you sad when you heard that Joe Watson was going to retire?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good player, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is a good player. Do you think you're going to make the finals?
Yeah.
You do? Whew, gee whiz, it's close, isn't it?
Big Gold Coast.
Yeah, you needed to win yesterday, though. I think yesterday was a big loss for you guys.
Yeah.
But anyway, see how you go. Who you got? Who you got next week? The Gold Coast next week at Metricon.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you need to beat them. You'll need to beat them and then see what happens in the final round.
Yeah.
Ryder, thank you for calling. I've got a footy album coming your way and I've got a $50 voucher towards your next Milestone game banner from milestonebanners.com.au. So when you play your 50th game, what you do is you get on the website, and you'll have a $50 voucher and you'll be able to, Mum and Dad will be able to get a banner made for you. That'll be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Ryder. Good luck to the Bombers.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon, mate. Ryder out there at Benalla. Let's head out to Q, just down the road here from Richmond, and say hello to a man that loves the D's. Good morning, Henry.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
The Mighty Demons, eh?
Yeah.
Can they make the finals?
Yes.
Oh, big game today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Big game. How do you think they're going to go today against St Kilda? So pretty much this is how it stands. Whoever wins this game today between Melbourne and St Kilda is still a chance to make the finals. If they lose today, I reckon that chance is pretty much gone.
Yeah.
Richmond.
So it's a big, big game today.
Go D's.
Go D's. Yeah, go D's. That's the way. Good on you, Henry. Who's your favourite player, mate?
Watsy.
He got dropped, didn't he? Is he playing or has he got dropped?
He's having a rest.
Oh, he's having a rest. Yes, that's a good way of putting it. Very diplomatic there, Henry. Who's your, if Watsy's not playing, who's your second favourite player?
Petrarca.
Yeah, he's pretty good too. He is pretty good. How old are you, Henry?
5.
5 years old. And you followed the Demons all your life?
Yep.
Yeah, well, and you're going to follow the Demons for the rest of your life?
Yep.
Good boy. Are you going to the footy today?
Maybe.
No, maybe. Okay. Well, if you don't, you can just watch it on telly. It'll be there. Hey, Henry, thank you for calling. Hang on to the phone, mate, because we've got a footy album coming your way and also a club jump double pass to the Extreme Air Trampoline Park in Keysborough. You're going to have heaps of fun there, mate. Thanks for calling, Henry.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. Let's head up to New South Wales. And now, correct me if I get this wrong, is it Jericho?
Yes.
Hey, Jericho, how are you?
No. My name is Scarlett, but I'm from Terrigal.
Ah, your name's Scarlett, and you're from Jericho.
Yes.
Gee whiz, I was going to say. I thought Jericho sounded like a town. I was going to say, because we get people like on this show, on SEN, that's sort of like we get Dan from Dandenong, and we get Peter from Petersborough. So I thought you might have been Jericho from Jericho. But you're not. You're Scarlett.
Yeah.
How are you, Scarlett?
Good.
Do you do Auskick or do you do any footy?
Yeah, I play AFL.
Fantastic. Where do you play? Who do you play for?
Terrigal Avoca Panthers.
Yeah. And what age group?
Under 9s, and we're playing this morning.
Are you playing this morning? Is this like your final game for the year?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Have you had a great year?
Yeah.
It's so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of your friends that play with you also?
Well, most of them are my friends. Some of them aren't.
Like you go to school together and everything?
Yeah, most of them are.
That's cool. Excellent. What team do you break for? Oh, sorry, Scarlett. What team do you break for in the AFL?
Swannies.
The Swannies? Yes. Gee, was they going they're going okay at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I think I might have even got it. Is it, you're from Terrigal?
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. My producer's just totally messed me up here. Actually throw me under a bus he has. But that's all right. Hey, Scarlett.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Hang on to the line. I'm sure we've got a prize that we can send up to you up there at Terrigal in New South Wales. And good luck to the Swans for the rest of the year. And good luck in your final game. Who are you playing today?
Wild.
Oh, you'll beat them. They're not that good.
Thank you.
All right, good on you, Scarlett. Thank you for calling. See ya.
Bye.
Scarlett out there at Terrigal in New South Wales. Glad we got that right. Thanks to the SMSer who sent that through for me, picking us up there. Reese is on the road. G'day, Reese.
Hey.
How are you, buddy? Fantastic. Who do you play footy for, Reese?
Marby.
The Marby Lions, under 9s.
Yeah.
Did you know that my two sons play for Marby as well?
No.
Yeah, my oldest son, Daniel, plays for the seniors. And my 18-year-old, Braden, plays for the under 19s.
Go, Marby.
Go, Marby. Yes, they're going to make the finals this year. So both teams are pretty good. Very good. Are you in the finals, Reese? You don't have finals in under 9s, do you?
No, but my buddy, he is it.
Yeah.
My sixth buddy, he's in the finals.
Fantastic. Oh, well, there you go. So you playing your last game today, Reese?
No, I believe.
You guys are finished? Did you enjoy your year of footy?
Yeah.
Good to hear. Hey, Reese, thank you for calling. Hang on to the line, mate. A $50 voucher towards your next Milestone Game banner, thanks to milestonebanners.com.au. And also a footy album coming your way as well. Good luck for next year in the under 10s, Reese.
Thank you very much.
And go, Marby.
Yes.
Go, Marby. Good on you, Reese. Thank you for that. Our last call is Hunter, who's in Queensland. I'm not sure whether he's from the Hunter in Queensland or whether his name is Hunter. We'll find out. Hello, Queensland.
Hi.
Is now, are you from Hunter or is your name Hunter?
My name's Hunter.
There you go. Good stuff. We finally got it right. Finally. How are you, mate? How's footy life up in Queensland?
Good.
Who do you follow, Gold Coast or Brisbane?
Tigers.
Oh, Tigers. Good stuff. I follow the Tigers too, Hunter. Little bit disappointed about yesterday's loss. Just a little bit. Do you get to see much footy up there, Hunter? Whereabouts in Queensland are you from?
Serena.
Sorry, mate, where was that?
Serena.
Oh, okay, cool. Excellent. And do you play footy yourself?
Yep.
You do? Who do you play for?
Demons.
The Demons. So you're barrack for the Tigers and you play for the Demons. That sounds very, very cool. Hey, Hunter, hang on to the line, mate. I'm sure we've got a prize that we can send up to you as well up there in Queensland. Thank you so much for calling, mate. Really do appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again. That's Hunter up there in Queensland. 8:30. We'll take a break on the grid coming up next.